Welcome to episode 2 of the Just You Producer. Today, we'll be continuing with episode 1. Michael Cohen has just been positive given, for extensions in the Trump campaign. In the US 2016 election. I think it's very interesting that he's been positive given on 8 counts. And so guilty on 8 counts as well. I think it's really interesting. Why Kevin May pick it up originally when he went for the job, the Trump campaign? Surely May would have looked into important history and found alarm bells that get me wrong. I'm a conservative, white-wing disabled person, but any time you apply for a job in New Zealand, you look into the important history very carefully. You call the references, you make sure that the right person to hire from the job, and that's the question I would basically be asking in that case was, did the Trump campaign chase up Michael Cohen for those previous important references? It might have helped in the case in some way, I think, personally, anyway. So that's just my personal take on the case and what I think, anyway. And other news, I have been looking into the housing crisis in New Zealand. The only way I can see is if the New Zealand government opens up, for example, land for houses to be built on, for example. I think that's the best way to go. Not sure you'll agree with me. If you're in New Zealand and listening to this podcast, I think also business confidence has got to return to New Zealand in some sort of way, somehow. I think that's the thing that the new Abdul administration has got to look into is how are they going to fix business confidence in New Zealand. Now, I'll make it no secret. I know reporters aren't supposed to be politically biased, but I am. And I want National and Act to get in and shimmy. Let me tell you what, I think that we can get someone the housing crisis and stuff like that. I think we need a government that works with the people, because enjoying these own businesses are small businesses, and that's how New Zealand has created its wealth over the last 50 years or so. I think there really needs to be some dramatic change in terms of the way government looks at business and stuff like that. And yeah, it really needs to help business in order to thrive. I'm really delighted in case some of you don't know. I come from a little town called Dunedin, New Zealand. Shout out to Dunedin Knights if you're listening to this. Dunedin's got about 135,000 people. It's a small town off the coast of the South Island of New Zealand. If you go there, please check out the bars and restaurants, some of the most stunning food there, like Chinese and Japanese and stuff. But anyway, giving back to politics, we are coming out with a waterfront plan at the moment that is going to rival the Auckland Sydney Opera House. And I think if that plan gets built, you can check out the plan by going to the Dunedin City Council website. And they've got details about the waterfront plan there if you decide on Dunedin waterfront into Google. You'll pretty much see what their plan is. Anyway, giving back to politics, this project has got to go in for not only Dunedin but the New Orleans Otago region as a whole. I believe it will put Dunedin on the map, and basically, yeah, we've got to get those regional projects going. But the private sector should not be the taxpayer paying for this. I don't believe anyway. I think the private sector needs to get involved. The private sector is the basically what I believe to be the foundation of New Zealand, and if they get involved in the waterfront, I believe they can build some amazing stuff if they are able to get the consent process past the Dunedin City Council. I believe that they can, if it was possible, build some amazing stuff, as I say again. Dunedin needs investment in these developments, you know. So hopefully that goes in him. You know what the December report on the feasibility study of the Dunedin City waterfront is wise. Once it gets published by the Dunedin City Council, and that is due to come out in December. So I will be delighted about that. And then news, the last poll in terms of political polls, national, which is like the conservatives, I guess, in the UK was on 45%. The leader of the opposition, which is Simon Bridges, was on 10% as the third New Zealand Prime Minister, while Jacinda Ardern was on around about 35%, I believe, as the third Prime Minister, while her party was on, New Zealand Labour was on 43%. Well, the Ag Party, which I mentioned in my previous podcast, who I stood for last year, was on 1.1%. I believe it needs some major changes in the way they particularly do their policies. On the one hand, I believe they still need to keep their fundamental policies such as free market and all those ones, but they need to expand and appeal to a wider audience, which I think will be important in the long term because it will basically allow new demographics to come on board and get me the ideas in the party and really build a party so it is strong going forward and truly with lots of new ideas. I also think it needs to be appealing to the business community quite strongly as well as going back to the farmers in terms of coming up with a farmers' policy that is practical but meets their needs in terms of cutting down the day-to-day bureaucracy in terms of paperwork that New Zealand farmers face so they can get back to what they know best. Anyway. That's all for today. I'm gonna talk about until next time. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'm your host, Joshua Beery. Thank you.